Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Big Philly had the huge game yesterday, beating your Houston Texans. And he's going to be calling in here in just a second. And what a painful, painful loss. The Colts now 8-4. The Titans got their ass handed to them. Holy crap. Can you, after playing so well the week, that's the NFL though, isn't it? Del, you play so well the week before.
And yeah, I don't know.
How could you look that way the next week?
It'd be so bad early. I mean, they fought. I guess you credit them for that, but to be down, and even when you think you're back in the game, they got it to 17-7, and the next play is a deep ball that kind of ended really all hope. I don't know how you explain it.
Yeah,
the Browns were a team people were wondering back. In fact, I was on Moneyline yesterday, was questioning the Browns if they're really good, and then they go and do what they did to the Titans, do it easily.
You know what? The Browns might be something to. The Browns might be something to reckon with right now.
Yeah, they're guaranteed a road game in the playoffs because the Steelers are in that division. So no matter how good they play, well, they play down the stretch, they're going on the road someplace. I guess it'll just depend on who it is and what the matchup is for them.
Yep. The thought was, would you rather be in the NFC? Would you rather be the 3 seed and host a game? Or would you rather be the 5 seed? And go to the Giants or the football team or the Eagles. I mean, and you got a better chance of advancing, taking on those teams.
Yeah, the Giants' defense has played well, but you still get the deal with Daniel Jones if he comes back, or Colt McCoy. So yeah.
No, absolutely.
You want to go to New York?
All right, we got Big Philly. He was difficult to get a hold of. I'm sure he's getting the kids off to school or whatever. That's got to take a long time. So let's bring him in here. Big Philly with us here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Big Philly. Congratulations on that win yesterday.
Man, it's good to be in my city, the city I own, the city I just lease out to you guys. You're making payments to me. Well, I shouldn't say that. Your actual landlord's name is T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton actually runs the city. He's your mayor. He's your governor. He's your landlord. This is a slum. He's your slumlord is what he is. And he's out there making you pay double in rent during a pandemic. He's like, pandemic, I don't care, man. Bring me my money, Vernon Hargraves. Bring me my money, anybody in the secondary. I mean, I haven't even thrown for like 100 yards to him all year. And as soon as we got to play, he goes, Big Philly, I know you don't like throwing the ball more than 10 yards down the field. I know the deal. I know you like to just kind of keep it to the big fellas, throw it to tight ends, Big Pittman, throwing the running backs out of the backfield. But my man, and I give him a lot of respect, man. He came to me man to man and says, I burned these guys like 240 a game. And I was like, there's no way, man. Stop hyperbolizing this stuff on me. So I looked it up, man, and I was like, wait, what? This guy has more yards a game against the Houston Texans than any receiver has against any team in the history of football. They used to play quadruple option with no receivers. They used to have leather helmets. They used to play in nothing but mud in the back of a meatpacking business, and women, I think, maybe played at some point during a world war. And you're going to tell me this is the stat? And I'm like, all right, man, I'll throw to you. But man, I'm just letting you know, I don't have as much juice on the ball like I used to have. And then I used to be able to whip it, man. I had a rocket arm. And then, you know, after a while, it's kind of down to like an average arm now. And I'll be damned. Oh, my, hold on a second. Dear God, I'm really sorry I used the D word. Apologize, and I will make sure and repent, all right? Amen. Thank you also for the game I had yesterday. Thank you for letting me play the Texans. I appreciate you putting me in this division with garbage teams like the Titans, Lord, and the Texans and the Jaguars. It really makes my last few years very easy. All right, back to the other thing. I was like, man, I'm going to go to him. And he was right, man. He's wide open all the time. And when I threw it there, it's like, it was like candy. I could have gone for 300 to him alone, but then Frank Reich, and I mean, listen, I like Frank, but we got to throw the ball more. This is ridiculous. I mean, we start running the ball in the fourth quarter. I'm like, Frank, man, let me go to work. Let me go to work on them. And, but, you know, Big Philly comes out with another W. And we did it, man. I mean, we're fast-tracking to the Super Bowl right now.
Well,
how y'all feeling, man? Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me flip this interview around because I just got done having a delicious breakfast. It's called Breakfast of Champions. Whenever we win, I have it. It's going to be 3 eggs. It's going to be a piece of sausage. It's going to be 2 pieces of bacon, a dry toast, and I have some oatmeal and a glass of chocolate milk. That's what I had. I'm wondering what the breakfast of choice is for you when you got a quarterback who can't even handle a snap. He had a fumble. I'll tell me about the center, man. I just need to know, can you make a play? You're supposed to be this great athlete. I mean, Watson got down there and choked. How y'all feel about losing that game? That's got to feel good, man.
Well.
Woo!
Well, congratulations. The Texans were going to beat you, and then you're going to fall behind, and the Titans beat your ass last week. And then you're going to help, and you're going to stay behind them. But the Texans gifted
you. Where are you at? That was, hey, let me ask you a question.
That was Nick Martin, not the Deshaun.
Who are y'all going to pick in the first round? Who are you going to pick in the second round? Nobody. You're going to get worse. JJ doesn't even want to be there. JJ is on the field. He's like, Big Philly, can I get to the Colts? I said, no, Big Dog. You ain't got nothing left. You can't play for us, Big Dog. I let him know. I'm tired of that phone. He always saluting and all this stuff. JJ likes to play the role. Take that thing off your elbow. You got hurt back in 2012. He's running around with that thing on his elbow like a pro wrestler. You're not a pro wrestler. You got one guy who is like a I've met youth pastors more aggressive than Whitney Merciless. I've met youth pastors more aggressive than him. And then you got this fake wrestling guy, JJ Watts. I'm telling you what, man, that guy's up there trying to turn himself into some hey, man, maybe he didn't see. Wrestling guys ain't good guys no more. They're bad guys. Sorry, JJ. Why don't you let people see the real you when you're running around doing all your stuff that you're trying to do for people like, oh, man, this JJ's a great guy. That guy's stealing money. What? He's stealing money from
you. I thought he played for you as much as he was in your backfield yesterday. What are you talking about? By the way, he sacked you, and then he smoked a joint right after. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, that shows he's not a good – well, maybe he's trying to rebrand. Maybe because the good guy act isn't working no more. So maybe he's rebranded so he can be Stone Cold. I'm just telling you this much. I had Lorraine and Clark, and then a third – I got a guy at left tackle. I didn't even know his name. I'm like, left tackle, what are you doing? I had to say that to him. And then he ended up blocking JJ. And then the Whitney guy, he got blocked. I mean, do you understand? I don't even I put the game on my right toe. I put the game on my toe and made plays. I'm about to lose this toe. I think I lost it breaking it off in the Texans' rear end is where I think I broke off my right toe. But all I know is I was making winning play. Let me tell you something. Woo! I'm telling you right now, nothing tastes better than chocolate milk. I don't care what they say. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you've ever had cereal like Cocoa Pebbles or Cocoa Krispies and you pour a big old glass of milk, and it's my favorite thing to do. I just let it sit there. And it's just like, oh, yeah. It's like whenever you got a big old pot of chili and you're letting everything marry together and marry until the flavors all come together. And I'll sit there and I'll just spoon out the cereal that's soggy and old, and I throw it to my dog, and then I just sit there and drink what I call homemade chocolate milk. And I mean, oh, wow. That's unbelievable. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, if I were in Houston, what would I be drinking right now? Probably some type of soy crap that no one cares about because it tastes terrible because my team's a big losing team, as always. Where's that guy y'all had last time that used to yell and carry on and throw fits on the field? Where'd that guy go with the thing in his face?
I don't know if you heard.
Where is he?
They fired him. Okay?
I thought somebody's grandpa was out there with a mask on. They had some grandpa out there, head coach now. I'm like, where'd they get him?
Hey, Big Philly, is North Carolina State QBU now?
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing. I'm the greatest quarterback to ever come out of North Carolina State. That's without a doubt. People like Russell Wilson came out of, we ran Russell out. We just run him off, and he went to Wisconsin, and you see what he's doing now, loser. And, you know, Glennon, I don't claim Glennon.
Well, he's a handsome man, that Glennon.
Think about this, though. We got a 1-2 punch. Me and Jacoby. He's a short-yarded specialist. I'm the guy that's flinging it all over field in MVP consideration right now, and I couldn't be happier. One of my best seasons, MVP, winning with – I don't have much around me, and yet I'm still making plays. I'm still winning. Sometime I do it despite some questionable coaching decisions. I'm a guy who rises above it. And, you know, I heard – what's his name? The guy with the Dabo. Oh, he's a Michael Jordan of quarterbacks. This guy, Deshaun Watson. What? Michael Jordan of quarterbacks? Michael Jordan won titles. He was 6-0. Deshaun ain't even got the 6 wins this year. Come on, man. What are we talking about? Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan didn't lose. Hey, Michael Jordan didn't lose to a third-string left tackle? Michael Jordan's losing a third-string left tackle? Come on, man. Yo, I'm the Michael Jordan of football right here. Big Philly is the Michael Jordan of football. I'm always – sometimes you always see me. I try to talk so much trash. You ever see me on them wired-up segments when I get fired up? I'm like, hey, J.J. Willard, look what you're doing. I'm holding his head. Like, you know what I mean? I get in guys' heads like that. I get fired up. I'm like, woo! And I get real fired up, make plays. They love me all mic'd up because they also don't have to bleep me out because I don't say curses.
Right. No, that's true. They do love you on mic'd up.
Isn't that great, man? Yeah. Y'all got a team that's won. How many games y'all won?
Well, 4.
That's how many draft picks you have this year.
Y'all
have
Listen,
4 picks.
How in the how in the world are you? But Russell Wilson has 32 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers has 36. Mahomes has 31. You got 18. How are you an MVP consideration?
Because the game plans are different, nummy. That's why I call people who are dummies and numbskulls, nummies, and that's what you
Deshaun's
are.
Deshaun's got 24.
Oh, man. Do you even see what Big Philly's doing out there from a leadership standpoint? They let those guys fired up. They're playing spread offenses and whatever. I'm in a run-first, run-oriented offense, and I'm managing games like a champion. That's what I'm doing. If they let me cut it loose, oh, Big Philly right now would be right now in the 30-touchdown range. Man. Without question. Not even close.
Man, I mean, you're 18
we
and 9.
Defense, man.
Last year you were 23-20. You're like Jameis Winston. That's what that is. That ain't MVP.
You mean whenever I had a bad elbow?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to try to throw anyone into grease, but there's a reason I got out of there as fast as I could. Those guys couldn't play anymore. They are done. Keenan Allen is done. Mike Williams is done.
Wow. They're having
that
great years.
Done.
They're having great years with Justin Herbert. That dude's got beautiful hair.
He was great, yeah. Justin was great yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Wash your face, clean it up, grow up, and then come back and see me when you're not getting beat 45 points by a guy who wears a scarf in post-game press conferences. He got beat by a 1950s actress.
He's
Cam Newton.
A babushka.
My gosh, man. I've never seen anything like that.
Why don't you dress like that after the games? That's called style.
You know what I wear? I wear some boots. I wear something comfortable, and I get ready to go play with my kids whenever I get home. When we get home, I intentionally make them come out there and deal with cover zero blitzes so that they can do what to their team's defenses, what the Raiders did. You said the Raiders did? Greg Williams, man, stop throwing games. That's terrible.
That is
like you coach for the Texans.
He might be the next head coach. You don't know. You don't know.
Hey, y'all didn't pay that center that made that snap. Y'all didn't pay him money, right? Oh. Is he cut yet?
He's the third highest paid center in the league.
That's funny, because you know who's number one? Ryan Kelly, my center. The winning center. Another Draft pick spent on a loser. You best That's great. Y'all did great.
You best watch yourself. You got the Texans again now in a couple weeks.
Right. Oh, man, this is great. Hey, listen. Dear sweet Jesus, Lord, heaven above and Mary, I pray and thank you for all your blessings you've given me. You gave me Keenan when he was good. You gave me a bunch of little running backs that I could throw to out of the backfield, like Danny Woodhead. It was real. I was real blessed there. I got to have Antonio Gates for halfway all of eternity, and now you send me to the Colts with T.Y. I got Mike Pittman, but mostly, Lord, thank you for blessing me with this atrocious secondary and defensive front that I can check into run plays and get 15 to 20 yards, because I've never seen anybody but me checking a running plays that actually gain yards, but I can do it. Thanks for letting me have the Jaguars on a regular basis. Thanks for letting me have the Titans on a regular basis. But mostly, God, thank you for giving me this secondary that the Texans have built with a bunch of fake draft picks who've been cut by everybody else so that I can wear their tail out with T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of nobody. I continue, Lord, to play above the talent around me, and you bless me as the Michael Jordan, Oscar Robertson, LeBron James, and also John Stockton of basketball, of football. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do, but mostly thank you for letting me play the Texans a second time this year so I can bust 400 on them and get another win. Your servant in Christ, Big Philly Rivers, amen.
Big Philly. And a prayer. He finished with a prayer.
I mean, you can't say the man isn't a religious man.
No, he is. There's no question.
He believes in his Lord and Savior, and his Lord is safe, and Savior has blessed him.
Gave him a lot of gifts. The Texans, yeah. The Jaguars.
You heard him.
He didn't give, but with the Titans, I don't know that he should be all that thankful for. Although he probably learned some life lessons with the Titans.
Titans beat them by three, four touchdowns at home.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a blessing.
It's a split. They split the season series.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, I mean, and now he's got the Texans in a couple of weeks. So at Indianapolis, where the Texans always come up big.
Yeah, but now they
have
to deal
with
Chad Hansen a second time.
That's right.
Did I hear that he's just Michael Jordan of football?
That who?
Did I just hear from Big Philly that he's the Michael Jordan of
football?
Yeah,
he's the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that doesn't feel accurate.
Yeah, right. No, I don't.
Maybe the John
Conn. He's got a lot of confidence, though.
Well, yeah, you heard him.
He said he's the Oscar Robertson. He's the Michael Jordan. He's the LeBron James. He's the John Stockton. How did John Stockton get in there? Well,
great point guard.
Oh, okay.
Philly just
Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, John Stockton?
I could see Philly being a John Stockton type.
Yeah, I could see.
Distributes the ball around.
Big Philly used to wear those short shorts when he was a kid now.
The thing about Philip Rivers is that when he was a freshman, I was like, is that a quarterback wearing a visor? He had some swag at one point. He walked into NC State as a true freshman. I'm going to wear a visor. Back then, a lot of quarterbacks didn't wear visors.
No. That wasn't cool.
He was in there throwing shot puts from the time he was. I was like, look at how this guy throws. I must have bet against him like 8 times in a row. Just like, this guy can't keep beating me.
And?
He doesn't even take the ball behind his shoulder when he throws. It's just here. And yet, Big Philly got it done.
Well, he's been in the league for 200 years.
Right.
And going to be a Hall of Famer. He is Big Philly. And St. Arnold is a way to celebrate Big Philly.
St. Arnold is a way to celebrate anything. They've got their Christmas sale going, so it could be a way to celebrate you finishing your Christmas shopping, or maybe it's just a day to celebrate celebrate anything. Just go get a St. Arnold. It doesn't have to be a celebration. It can also be if you're miserable about something. But I know the Christmas sale will get you in the spirit, as will the new variety packs of IPAs. That's right. The variety packs of IPAs are available at your local grocery store. So you can stop in and they're all lined up and set up for you. The variety packs, it's sweet. They're, you know, you got the 6-pack. I got it when I got beer and pizza. I like to go get the beer and pizza combination over at when I order and pick up the pizza and take it home with the beer. You can do that at their restaurant and outdoor beer garden, but the great thing is right now in this weather is going to be phenomenal to go sit outside today and enjoy a lunch or a dinner in the amazing outdoor section or even indoor at right there at St. Arnold. It is, the food is incredible. I think the best pizzas in the city, and of course you can have delicious a beer of your choice over at St. Arnold. So make sure that you go to the website st.arnold.com.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 820, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Before we get slappy in here, one note, Urban Meyer not coming to the University of Texas.
Look at that.
He has decided, he has told everybody, no, not interested.
Texas is back, folks!
And after that...
Rumors had it was a $13 million a year offer.
Yeah, they said it wasn't going to be because of money. Certainly wasn't going to be because of money that he didn't go.
What do you think? Are you surprised?
That he's not coming? No. Not really. I mean, that's always, you know, you never know. And dude,
I would think this gives Tom 56. Herman a much better chance of sticking one more year.
That do too. No, that was what I was just going
to
say.
Because with Urban, you make that move. You know, sorry.
You do it.
You make that move.
You do it.
They had a chance one time to make it before Urban went to Ohio State and they stuck with Mac.
I think he stays. I think he's going to be there. He's going to be 7-3.
Get another shot.
Go to whatever bowl game, if there are bowl games. We'll see. If there are bowl games, he's going to go to a bowl game. He's 7-3. He's going to get a... Now we'll see if, you know, and with him staying, maybe he'll get some recruits in here that will make up for Quinn Ewers or whomever. I mean, it's awfully difficult to get rid of him. Now, here's the thing too, is we've seen so many schools, they get rid of their coach and then they're like, you know, and it's embarrassing at times that this coach doesn't want to go there. This coach doesn't want to go there. This coach, it happened at Notre Dame, turned out okay for him, but it certainly happened at Notre Dame. I don't think Texas wants to be in that situation. Texas is going to have their guy in place, and it was going to be Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer said, no, I don't want to have the Texas job. So who else would excite the fan base other than Urban Meyer? Because they're all about the name. They're all about that name. It ain't like Matt Campbell's walking through that door. It ain't like, oh, now we got to go get, because they did that. You know what they got? They did that with Tom Herman. They went and got the Matt Campbell.
Yeah.
His name was Tom Herman.
Yeah, although he had a little bit more of a name because he came from Ohio State. He was the golden boy play caller when they won the national championship with Cardale Jones. It was Cardale that they won it with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Tom was there.
Yeah,
it's been that long since Cardale's been gone.
Yep.
Because he's already been at Houston. No.
Yeah, it was Cardale.
It was that long ago, and he went to Houston?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then to Texas?
Yes.
It was that many years ago?
Well, yes. He only spent 2 years at
Houston. Yeah, I guess he was only at Houston 2 years. He got grilled, though. You think he still has the grill, the Paul Wall grill? Does he ever wear it?
Seems unlikely.
Like to a grocery store, to dinner somewhere in Austin? Does he ever go to...
I doubt that.
It's a mixed message when you're checking the level of guys' pee and still having a grill. I don't think it sends the consistent message. I don't think he has it.
What message? What are you talking
about? You ever see anyone wearing a grill who's asking you the color of your pee?
No one's ever asked me with or without a grill with the color of my pee.
It's mixed messaging, John.
Well, I've never been asked the color of my pee. I don't know.
You can't make out with the guy.
We already know with you, your Coors Light all the time. Yeah. Everyone knows your pee is like a dark brown. you talk about literally hydrating with beer.
That's what I do.
There's no question what color yours is. Like, ooh, who left this brown sludge in the urinal?
It's actually it's John's the
motor oil.
Know the truth. Yeah,
Texas doesn't have to hire Tom Herman. I mean, Matt Campbell. They can just keep getting beat by him. That's 2 years in a row.
Well, if they keep getting beat by him, don't you want to hire him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why he's so out of bounds.
No, but he apparently he's just not good enough. Well, it's going to be an Urban Meyer or a Nick Saban or that's it.
Good luck with
that's
that.
That's all we're doing.
You got the hot name last time around. Look where you are.
Yeah, look where you are. All right, let's get Slappy in here. What up, Slappy?
Hey, what's the damn deal, fellas? So, currently, are we rooting for the Texans to win now? Are we throwing games? Because I don't know where to go with this. Like, are we trying to get a pick or what? Anyway, Texas A&M, I'm thinking they're going to be in the top four. I'm hoping for them. I'm rooting for them. It'll be awesome if we played Alabama. Another thing, I got high yesterday, and I was watching Bob's Burgers. Dude, John, you sound just like the dude on Bob's Burgers, bro. I thought you was the guy. I was like, dude, is that John Granato? I swear to God.
Which guy? What's the character?
Hey, he's Bob. He's the dude that owns the restaurant. I swear to God, dude, if you watch Bob's Burgers, it's you right there. One last thing. Rob Ford, the ex-mayor, former mayor of Toronto, he's rich, he's white, and he smokes crack.
Yeah, he did smoke crack.
Mm-hmm.
He did smoke. He was – I don't think he's rich, though. A former mayor doesn't
dead?
Make you – you don't get rich being a mayor.
Isn't he dead?
You're not doing it right then.
No.
You get really rich being a mayor.
Rich.
Rich.
What? And that guy because was, remember he looked exactly like, fat guy and little cold.
He looked like Chris Farley?
Yeah.
An older Chris Farley.
Farley, yeah.
Well, the reason that guy thinks you sound like Bob's Burger, because it's the same guy who does the voice of Archer.
Archer.
Yeah. Oh, play it? Can you play it? Everyone thinks you sound like Archer?
Well, yeah, that's everybody been a thing for like a while.
The voice.
It's the same guy?
Bob's yes, Burgers same guy who does the same guy. Voice. Yeah. Same guy.
Yeah. Did you hear him?
Can you play
I
some?
Got high yesterday and I watched
he just
Bob's
it
Burgers.
Was no big, yeah, I got high and I was watching Bob's Burgers. And yeah. play it so we can pass judgment on John.
I don't think I sound.
John has been fighting this particular thing
forever.
A while.
My son-in-law is like,
I've never,
hey,
I don't watch it.
My son-in-law calls me Archer. I mean, it's, I don't get it.
I don't get
like
it either.
Archer. I don't sound like him.
I didn't get it, but people have been saying it for a while now.
Yeah. Difference between Herman and Campbell is that Campbell won at the P5 level. Herman did not. Yeah, but Herman beat P5 people without being a P and wasn't a P5 team.
Well, what does Texas need? Do they need a program builder? Because Tom Herman didn't build the program at Houston. He capitalized on existing talent, had a great year, and then started off great the second year, and then it fell apart, maybe because his attention was elsewhere. Who knows? But Matt Campbell built Iowa State up from what they were to – they had a bad first year because that's the first year. A couple 7-win seasons, 8-win seasons, now they're playing in the Big 12 title game. What does Texas want as from their head coach? Because Matt Campbell's a proven builder of a Power 5 program. Tom Herman was I won't say a quick change guy, but I don't know what he is. I don't know exactly what Tom Herman's calling card is outside of upsetting teams.
Well, I think if you're IBM, you want the CEO of Ford or General Motors or something of the sort. You don't want a guy who had a used car lot. And Texas looks at Iowa State like they're a used car lot.
Or what about if you're going to have a big budget movie, you want a director who has the flash of a big budget movie. And with that said, Taiki Waititi did one of the best Thor Ragnarok. No, what all has he done, Dale?
He's
done more than Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo's, yeah.
Well, but that wasn't like a Marvel. That Jojo was not a big dollar. Like, they brought him in.
No, but that was Iowa State, and he built that into
That's what he is. But he could go do a Thor Ragnarok and kill it, a really good movie. And it really isn't about the director. Guess when directors get names, when they get experience enough to get big names? Everyone starts at nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone starts at zero. So when you have the big names, Martin Scorsese started somewhere. Spielberg started somewhere. All the big name guys. Urban Meyer started at Utah.
No, he started before that.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Yeah, but that's right. Bowling Green to Utah, then to Florida, then to. So he was a Bowling Green coach at some point.
Yeah.
I think everyone was excited about Urban Meyer at that point. No. Came from Notre Dame, I guess, for a little while. But no, that's how Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell could end up in 4 years. You could be talking about Matt Campbell's Matt Rhule. He could be on an NFL team somewhere.
Yeah.
3 years, maybe.
Or he could be Tom Herman. We don't know. Can he handle the big company, the giant, being the CEO of a giant company?
Well, and it's not always a given.
So if that's
Charlie Strong couldn't handle it.
No.
Well, it's not always a given.
And they would say, besides some of the things that went on when he got hired, people would say, well, he came from Louisville. That's not the big company. What do they want? You want to go steal James Franklin? Is that because that now this year notwithstanding, he built Penn State from a place where.
Go ahead. How's that working out now?
Well before this year,
Penn State would love you to
before this year might have been a name that they look at. But like Texas fans, I guarantee you would be super ticked off about Harbaugh.
You mean the guy who built Penn State from a middling thing when Bill O'Brien left to a Big Ten champion and then a Cotton Bowl winner?
Yeah, but fans wouldn't be happy. How would Miami feel if they were if they fired a head coach and they were going to get a coach who had four or five losses this year? Well, it wouldn't make anyone happy to have a coach who everyone forgets the other stuff. This is a crazy year. You gotta be careful about holding this year against anyone. But Harbaugh, like Longhorn fans would be disgusted by Harbaugh coming in.
Probably.
Well, then they're not gonna
Would
be
you
happy
be disgusted
anyone.
As a Texans fan?
They see themselves as the Yankees.
They shouldn't. Kirk Herbstreit came on and echoed an opinion I had for years. Why are we talking about Texas like they deserve the best? Look, you can like they should be held in high esteem. He said, other than the Mac Brown run with Vince and Colt. Since 1970, what has Texas been?
No, it's true. There was a run with Mack Brown, and that's really been it. It's really been it. That's not even my whole lifetime. It's Cougars, Aggies, SMU, TCU, Baylor. Texas was just kind of, they didn't really click in the Southwest Conference. I mean, they were in maybe the early 70s or whatever, but when I was growing up, it was Texas wasn't really a key factor for the long term. And then Mack Brown brought that up, and then Mack stopped recruiting. His recruiting really, really went downhill. And it just can't – it's really amazing that with that much money, this much talent in the state, it's almost inconceivable that you wouldn't have longer – like you wouldn't have had another run since the Mack Brown. The Mack Brown run really was from early 2000s into – I mean, you could say, I know it had started in 98, but I mean, Mack really started hitting his stride in 2000s to about 2010.
The Garrett Gilbert mistake was where it started to fall
apart. To about 2010, and he had about a 10-year run.
Look,
the last 10 years, disappointing.
Well, since Darryl Royal left, outside of Mack Brown's years, you talk about Texas 10 win seasons or more, I'm at six. Six out of since 1977, you remove Mack Brown from the equation, which is about a decade. They've had 6 10-win seasons. Why are we pretending like Texas has been some great bastion of football
Raheel's
success?
Not gonna be happy with you.
He's heard me say this before.
I don't care. But he's embarrassed right now. He's embarrassed for you right now, talking that way about the Longhorns. Why would we want Big Ten Herman? That's what he said.
Well, they already have Big Ten Herman.
Yeah. Yeah, Well, right. They got Big Ten Herman.
He came
from the Big Ten, too. 832 ESPN, 97.5. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I got my Chastang hat. I'm getting my Chastang gear on. I'm telling you right here and right now, Chastang is one of my favorite companies. It's easy. It's as easy a car buying experience as you will have in your life. It was so great. I went in there, granted, I speak for them, but this was before I even started talking for them. And I went in there, and it was so simple. Where do you have to be? What car do you want? Go drive this one. Try this one. What about this? Do you like this package? Do you like this package? Not, hey, this is what you need here, blah, 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 blah. No, none of that stuff. It couldn't have been an easier car buying experience, and it couldn't have been better. And the service is second to none. Anytime you need anything, they are there, and they are going to take care of you. You're part of the Chastang family. It is, a vow that they will make. I'm telling you, Patrick and Joe are all about service. That's why they're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston for Fords. That's saying something, because they know, all the businesses know, that they're going to get what they are promised, and secondly, they're going to get the best service. And it's all happening in Chastang Ford. You can buy online at ChastangFord.com. They'll do everything. You don't even have to go to the dealership. ChastangFord.com. Or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastang Ford. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. Joel Blank here.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 835 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number to call to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. A shout out to Rice. Shutting out Marshall.
Yeah. Want to give a shout out to Coach Blomgren. Did a man, he's doing a good job. For anyone who's followed Rice, it's a very hard job.
What about Blomgren to Texas?
I don't think that Texas would be super. They'd look at it, they'd see the win loss record. But Mike Blomgren came from Stanford. He was the O-line coach for a very good offensive line. He's got David Shaw pedigree. Mike Blomgren, frankly, a lot of people thought he was crazy for taking the Rice job. Like, why would he? Mike Blomgren is an up and coming coach. Why would he take this job? It's dead end job. Blomgren took it. He's had his struggles, but he's starting to. They beat a 17th ranked team 20-0 on the road. Really good win for Blomgren. They are starting to play better football, much better football. When I watch tape and somebody's playing Rice, it used to be I skipped over it. Now I'll just take a little look. And they've got better players now. They're getting better. They're definitely getting better. So that's just a great win. I'm really happy for him. I know how hard it is to win at Rice. And I think that's really great that they get that W.
Mm-hmm. Really nice win for them.
Do you think someone at Rice finally got serious about football and kidnapped the Marshall's quarterback's family and said, look, you got two options. You throw five picks, or there's going to be trouble. Because that kid had only thrown four interceptions all year.
I know.
And threw five. You think Rice is now serious about football?
Do I think they were involved in a kidnapping scheme that forced the quarterback to turn the ball over?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I can't rule it out just because I haven't heard that it didn't happen.
You don't know.
Yes, John always says, I don't know. I don't know for a fact.
You don't know.
I feel like it's almost impossible that happened.
But you don't know.
But I can't completely rule it out.
I can't find any explanations from going from four picks entering the game to finishing it with nine overall.
That was wild. And Rice isn't really known for their DBs.
No, they're not.
Well, some people call it DBU.
Yeah, well, they did have Sandejo.
Some people do. Right?
Yeah.
They had Sandejo.
Well, there you go. Philip Gaines?
Yeah. Yeah, just as many pros in the
DBU.
League.
DBU.
What, Texas calls himself DBU? What's the difference?
Did Philip Gaines not look like a Michigan defensive back chasing around an Ohio State wide receiver?
It was bad.
You're running all kinds. T.Y. Hilton running crossing patterns on Philip Gaines was like unfair. That was unfair. And I felt bad for him. Like, he didn't even get, he didn't get picked or anything. He just couldn't stay. There's no chance. Why are you putting, again, Anthony
Hey,
Weaver.
Don Brown, what are you doing in there? Knock it off.
What the hell? Anthony Weaver, don't leave Philip Gaines on an island with a T.Y. Hilton.
But I did hear, I hope I heard it correctly, that there's some connection between Don Brown and Rice. Not like there's a staff member who has a connection. I got to look that up. But I saw, because they were talking about Rice and their defense and how they played. But Rice has had a pretty good year. They should be 3-1.
Right.
And they've been in every ball game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's for real. I mean, they had that famous kick that obviously hit the goalpost like five times and it didn't fall in. But, yeah, Rice has – I'm telling you, Rice has played good football this year. Mike Bloomberg's doing a nice job of – starting to maybe turn the corner over there. And coaching matters, getting the right talent in, even if it's like three-star guys or two stars who are underrated, things like that. That's gonna make a big difference. So, what you just want to shout them out because Rice gets no love in the city and they don't win. And this is finally a time where they're starting to come around. So
okay, the connection is that their defensive coordinator was the DB coach at Michigan with Don Brown. So I heard they brought up Don Brown and that defense and how Rice is playing, and I guess maybe he's brought some of that here. Brian Smith to DC.
All right. 840 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number.
Do you have a feeling on the James stuff that came out over the weekend? There's video that somebody has of James partying in a club, throwing, you know, money in the air. It didn't look like a strip club. It just looked like a club.
Well, then it couldn't have been. He was super.
No, but he was throwing money in the air. But it was a club.
If it wasn't a strip club, he was super.
So how do you feel about James just handing over 100K to his friend? Like, I'm just going to give, hey, you're a rapper and I like you. I'm just giving you 100K and cash
and a bag
and a nice watch.
Now, the bag or watch or whatever, it's like
you giving Raheel 20 bucks.
It's not the point of the money.
But why would you?
20 bucks plus a nice watch and a nice bag?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Why?
It's not about the money. I'm just like, how close are you?
Yeah, that's a little strange, man to man. And this is where he was partying with Lil Baby and at Blooms in Las Vegas, I guess.
Wasn't he riding around with Lil Baby during the pandemic and everybody was all up in arms?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was.
They were in some little tiny car.
I forgot about that. Well, James is now, there's video where James is, while everyone else is at camp. We haven't talked about this, but Rocket Camp started. James was a no-show. He's apparently taking calls from nobody with the Rockets, other than John Wall said he's talked to him. But nobody with the Rockets has taken a phone. He hasn't taken any of their calls, won't answer. And then P.J. Tucker, who, you know, P.J. Tucker doesn't have his new contract, so he's upset, so he's not coming in. We're off to a good start, but I don't know if I should get upset about that, like James partying in Vegas.
What? Except for the fact that now he's got a quarantine. He can't come. He's got to sit. Yeah.
You're expecting him in anytime soon?
Well, he said he's coming. He did. He said he's coming. So I'm going
to believe. Question to you.
James has never lied to me before.
So the partying stuff ends up bothering me, and it bothers a lot of people. He's Why? Throwing money around. Well, then I ask myself, okay, let me just. We can't say the players can't have their personal lives, and just because it's not something we would do or it's not something we necessarily like.
I would do.
It doesn't change. Right. James does show up. James does play. James is durable. James is highly productive. James does work on his game. You can't say he doesn't work on his game.
No.
James doesn't come into camp out of shape, at least that I can tell. Was he thinner in the past at Oklahoma State? Yeah. I mean, at Oklahoma City? Yes, but you know, he's also younger. I don't ever see where conditioning is a huge problem for him, so I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I don't feel like that's commensurate with the guy who is going to win a championship, but at the same time, I'm not stupid enough to think that before Twitter, there weren't guys out there blowing it out all the time. It's just like, if you prove you can win and do it, nobody cares. So now it becomes a thing where it's an additional distraction you think about. James is in the club again. Now, if it's happening at the same day that everyone else is showing up, and he's getting paid what he's getting paid, that's a problem for some Rockets fans. I can tell you that. The fact that James Harden has said he doesn't want to be here anymore has caused some Rocket fans to kind of change a tune a little bit on
him. Yeah, I don't. Well,
I've noticed that.
Whatever. Hey, listen, a lot of this is all posturing. Listen, if James comes, he plays this year, everybody's going to forget it and just say whatever. Hakeem Olajuwon said he didn't want to be here. Here's the deal. Win, James. Win a championship. And guess what's going to happen?
Win.
Hakeem Olajuwon said he wanted out of here. And guess what? He's the most beloved Rocket ever. Oh, well. You know why? Because he won. Just go win, James. And if you win a championship, then everything is going to be okay. Everything in everyone's world. 844 ESPN 97.5. Guys. You want to knock her socks off this Christmas? It's not going to cost you 100 grand and a watch and all that stuff that James was doing. You give her the gift of comfort and relaxation, and it's affordable. It's the Tempting Touch Pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. Tempting Touch Pajamas will keep her warm and cozy from head to toe while complimenting her every curve. They're made with micro velvet, a new fabric that's silky smooth and addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear and beg to be touched. She'll slip these on after a long day and start melting away her stress. You'll love them too. Check them out at pajamagram.com. Right now, when you order today, you get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her those tempting touch pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. Fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Texans lose by 6. Colts cover. That's the big thing here. Colts end up covering. Texans looked like they were going in for the win. Bad snap. A snap that maybe he could have caught.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But there's maybe some operator error by Deshaun, but it's a bad snap.
Yeah, it's a bad
do
snap.
Do better, Martin. You're getting paid quite a bit. Snap the football.
You're getting paid a bunch.
That's a game where no one scored, no offensive points in the second half. It was 24-20, and there was not another offensive point scored.
How about that? Safety.
Yeah.
That's it. That's another, it's like the Pittsburgh game, huh? They looked so good in the first half, and then what? Nothing in the second half. Nothing.
You almost excuse it because it's Pittsburgh on the road. What's the excuse for it happening at home against the Colts? I don't know. Just another reason they're a bad football team.
Yep. 713-780-3776. Is there anything else from the college football weekend that we haven't talked about?
I'm trying to think. A&M. We didn't talk about them.
Oh, how about them Aggies?
Not falling into the trap of, those are those Aggies again. And it got a little squirrely a little bit. It was 20-14, and they finally got going, moving the football in the third quarter. And then Kellen Mond throws the ball right to an Auburn player. And in years past, that's a pick. And the positioning of that, who knows if that kid doesn't return that for a touchdown. Goes through his hands. Weidemeyer catches it, and they go on and take the lead and go on to take control of that game. I was listening to people talk about A&M against Ohio State because that's now the comparison, who should be in. And I don't know why Ohio State beating up on Michigan makes everyone feel good about Michigan State. Makes everyone feel good about Ohio State. Michigan State's a crappy football team.
They're
I don't care what they do to them. Ohio State had a lot of players out. But I don't care what you do to Michigan State. They're terrible. If you think Ohio State's good, part of that is because of what you believe because of last year. And then you should base your opinion on the Indiana game because Indiana apparently is good. Even without their starter, they win. But back to A&M, they controlled that game. They ran the football over 300 yards running, over 500 yards total offense. I do think the way Jimbo coaches football hampers their perception. That shouldn't matter to people, but it does. Like, you put up over 500 yards of total offense and only score 31 points.
And you do it slowly.
Yeah, you do it slowly. It makes people feel like you're not doing well. But they were. They controlled when they had the ball, long drives, but taking the clock under 10 seconds, it makes people feel like you're not playing as well as you are. But the numbers would say that was a dominant performance on offense.
Well, they can run the ball on anybody.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, Spiller is real. A-Chain is – it's Anaya Smith. They are loaded. And that offensive line, are they a finalist for the Joe Moore?
Right now they're one of the top three. We're going to our semifinalists, and we've already put in – we're like Alabama, Notre Dame, Texas A&M. They look like the three to beat. But A&M's in some serious company.
Yep.
You know, Alabama's really good. Notre Dame's really good. I'd say right now Texas A&M is probably third of that list, but I think they got a shot. I mean, you know, we don't decide it. The voters decide it. We just decide the finalists. And I would say those would be the three to keep an eye on because they, you know, Coastal Carolina, I think, is going to end up in the semifinals.
They got a 5'9", 290-pound guy.
That's what happens when you're Coastal Carolina. But they play really well together. But A&M, what they did, the Maroon Goons is what they call themselves. What they did last year to this year, the change is unbelievable.
Yep.
They're so much better this year with the same guys. They've just gotten better. They're well coached. And
they able to run the ball against these fronts?
To me, the second half of the Florida game turned the whole season around. When they had a play, they had a run in the, I think it was the fourth quarter, but it may have been the third quarter, where they ran the ball, I think, seven straight times, and Spiller just smacked Florida in the mouth. And that was like a turning point for the whole season where they, yeah.
I remember that.
You remember that?
They were running it okay in the first half, and then they came out in the second half and threw the ball. Actually, they broke like a 10-yard run to get a first down. Then they threw the ball three straight times. The drive stalled, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then from that point forward, Jimbo's like, you know what? Let's run the ball.
Then let's win the game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even cute running. It was like between the tackles, and they pounded Florida, and Florida couldn't handle it. Like, they just couldn't handle it. And from that point forward, A&M found their, I think they found not only their philosophy, they just found their identity. And that run in the third or fourth quarter, whenever it was that they just said, we're going to go with seven straight runs. I want to say it was seven, and just blew Florida off the ball. That was impressive. And that was the beginning of what we see now. And that was impressive what they did to Auburn. Now, I know you made the point. I can't find my phone. I went down to try to find it. I have no. I think I might have left it when I got out of my car on top of my car because I had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no.
Did you just call?
No. What do you mean? No. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I had. That's why I was late calling. I had to.
Talking about? Huh. What late call?
You're on the show. What are you talking about? No, I didn't call y'all.
No, I thought you were calling. I thought you were talking. I thought I saw you talking.
No, that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. Huh. I was listening to someone, and they say A&M, you look at the talent as far as the fronts, because their front is on both sides are really good. You look at skill position players. They're at that second tier where, like, I think they could play with Notre Dame, but the difference between them in Alabama, shockingly enough, because
well,
Mac Jones.
Seen that.
No, not even. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not talking. I know we've seen it, but the difference between the A tier is gonna have to elevate the quarterback position. Gonna have to find a guy.
Yeah, Kellen hasn't played bad. I mean, it went through the DB's hands or the linebacker's hands. And he got lucky there.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played bad. No, he's been solid.
He has.
You know what he's been? He's been like the game manager.
He's solid.
He's solid.
The best teams in the country have legit guys.
Yeah.
And that's what A&M needs.
You need him not to turn the ball over and to get third downs with his feet when he needs to. Just convert third downs through any means necessary. Throw in the ball. Because that's what they are. They're a defense and run the ball team. They've become the epitome of play defense, run the football, let Kalamon make some throws. Don't turn the ball over. Like this is like a pro style attack.
So the best case scenario would be that they ended up 3, because if things would have to fall perfectly for them
to see Notre Dame in the semifinal. You mean
to see Notre Dame in the semifinal?
That would be their
because
best
they're more than likely going to end up 4 if they get in, and that's not going to be nice.
No.
That's not going to be something that we want to see.
No, not unless Alabama takes an L. But even if Alabama fell to like 2 or 3 and you're 4, that means Florida's in. So you're probably not getting in. So, yeah.
Yeah, but then you'll probably get Clemson first.
And there's
Clemson with a win over Notre Dame would probably jump up to first if Alabama loses.
Yeah, their scenario is Clemson losing, Alabama beating Florida, and then somehow jumping to 3, which is unlikely in this scenario.
Yeah.
They've still got
Ohio State losing.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That's hard. Somehow. That's going to be hard because that conference is just not good. But, I mean, Michigan, there's no way.
The most likely scenario is A&M gets into the 4 seed. And I don't know if you want that.
Well, you want to be in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
But you,
absolutely.
You just don't want
to. Don't get me wrong.
You just don't like what you're going to see on the other side. Yeah.
Well, you may not like it, but at least you're in there. It helps recruiting purposes. You're in the playoffs. I think you have experience in that game, and you know you're a better team now than I think you were then. You know yourself better. You're running the ball better. Defensively, you just really...
No Jalen Waddle?
No Jalen Waddle who hurt you that game. Ugh. It's really a matter of, look, you know Najee Harris is going to pound. You know Devontae Smith has... But I don't know. I think A&M would fare much better against Alabama this time around. I think the defense is a much better unit this time around. Just... I still think Bama gets to in the 30s. Can you get there? Probably not. Probably not. But if A&M could get there, so what needs to happen now? You need You need Alabama to beat Florida in any scenario.
Yes.
And
you need Clemson to lose again.
Which is possible. So Notre Dame would be in.
Notre Dame's probably in no matter what.
You really think so?
They're Notre Dame.
Even with the loss to Clemson?
They're Notre Dame. Unless they get blown out, they're probably going to get in.
Well, you got to get two SEC teams in there, Dell. You have to. That's one of the rules.
Well, is that a rule?
Yeah, that's one of the. Well,
is that written anywhere?
It's an unwritten rule, but yes, you need two SEC
teams. What should be a rule is never two ACC teams in there.
Well, and Notre Dame's not an ACC team.
They kind of are.
For a year.
Do they wear a patch?
Yeah, they're the whores that they are.
Are you? Do the fans say ACC?
No.
ACC.
ACC. Are you going to do that if they're in the playoffs? Go ACC.
Will you allow me to answer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not an inbred moron, so no, I'm not doing it.
Wow. No, I shouldn't have let you answer if you were going to say that.
No, I'm not. I'm not chanting the conference title.
Did you hear that,
John?
He was talking about your people at LSU.
I'm not chanting the conference title because
he was talking about you and Arkansas.
Because Notre Dame made it, horse.
Wow.
ACC, wow. You got a chance. You got a chance. It's going to help your whole conference.
I'm not chanting that.
It's going to help your whole conference.
No, because the conference.
When's the last time you chanted ACC?
I've never done it. Because the conference screwed over an actual member. Not that
Jimbo won a national championship?
Never. Never. They screwed. Not that Miami was going to beat Notre Dame, but or even make it to the big ACC title game. But you know what? They're like, you know what? We're not going to make you guys play that extra game because. Because you know, I know they're on. I know it's on the schedule, but Clemson and Notre Dame, you don't have to play the game that's on your schedule. Let's just make it easy. You guys are in. No, I'm not chanting the ACC. Screw the ACC.
What if Michigan doesn't play? What if Ohio State
screwed
doesn't play
Miami.
Michigan?
Then
Michigan still has too many cases.
Well, they might. It's usually a 2-week thing. People think the Big Ten will adjust and let Ohio State in. They're going to remove their rule.
There's not. I don't see a scenario where Ohio State's not in the playoffs.
No, I'm talking about their title game.
If they went out, their five games or whatever. Well, I know, but even if they didn't, I feel like no one's going to punish them for not being able to play because other teams had like it wasn't Ohio State wasn't ravaged with COVID. Well, they had COVID cases this week and they played.
Well, they missed the game themselves because they had COVID. Illinois, they didn't play because of COVID. Not that they were going to lose, but they missed that game.
So if Michigan can't go, this is the job of the commissioner. Find them a game.
They can find.
Find another team. If another team is not going to play them.
Or Missouri State.
Or let them schedule out.
Well, not Missouri State, but there's plenty of teams out there that are looking for games. Plenty.
Houston.
Houston's looking for a game. They'll play them. I'm telling you right now, they'll play them.
Texas. It can be done.
How about?
Texas has a game.
Man, I'm telling you. It can be done, and it should be done. There's teams in the Big Ten. Another team is probably going to cancel next week because they've got COVID. The team that they were going to play Ohio State.
If I'm the Big Ten commissioner and, you know, you're being proactive, you say, hey, Michigan, now tell us now on Monday. Let us know. Are you in or are you out? If you're out, we'll make it happen for Ohio State to play another
Ohio
game.
State's got to play. That's good for your conference.
Yeah.
It's conference money. Everybody divides that money.
TV money, yeah.
Yeah. So to get in is kind of a big deal.
It's your biggest game, the game you market every year, the game they call it on Fox. And if Ohio State, that slot is open because Ohio State's not playing, find them a game.
Yeah, that's what the job of the commissioner should be. And I can tell you who's done a piss poor job.
Oresco?
Is Mike Oresco. Piss poor job.
Oh, my goodness. Are you guys going to watch it? All right, when we come back. There's a big fight. I want to see if you guys will watch. It's 8:59 right here. And I want to tell you about SiteJab because SiteJab is building sites for people all over the city of Houston, but it's much more than that. And when you go to SiteJab, they've been in business here for over 2 decades in the Houston area. So they're Houstonians doing work for Houstonians and making sure that your business is telling the proper story about who you are and what you do. They're making sure that you get the right branding on your website. They're making sure that your brand, your internet is, or your website is, you know, that it's properly configured for not just laptops or PCs, but most importantly for mobile devices, because that's where a majority of browsing happens on mobile websites now, mobile and tablets and especially phones. So your website has to be set up specifically for that. And they will do that. They're the marketing and web design experts. And I don't talk as much about the marketing aspect, but that's one of the services they offer. Business consulting, lead generation, branding and identity, social media management. They are a one-stop shop for all of that. And they're right here in Houston at 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661.
They've been doing it for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners for a long time. They'll keep doing it for you. Make sure that you check in with them. You can get a brand new website within 3 to 6 weeks. That's all it takes. 713-999-4661.
ESPN 97.5.